You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Yuck City.
K-A-P-R, W-A-R-C-Y, long time no talk, waving a hand, saying hello, and how goes it with you, sir?
Yeah, been out of town for a while, at least most of the last couple weeks, so I'm good. How about you? I hope we're kind of early. You gonna come to breakfast?
No, I'm still staying away from that location until we change venues. I've had a serious falling out with them, and I'm just done with them. It's not anybody there. It's not any of you guys. It's just I can't be in that restaurant anymore. And me, I'm home all weekend. My girlfriend's mother is hospitalized with some heart issues tied in with her pacemaker. She had a pacemaker put in about just before the winter holidays there around Thanksgiving. And it's been acting up, and she's been in the hospital now for 9 days. And Joe's opened the Port Huron area. Huron Valley Hospital up that way is where her mom's at. So she's off work. And helping her dad and stuff. Because there's just the three of them, mom, dad, and daughter. And mom is currently 77, I believe, and she's had a pacemaker for about 25 years. And it's acting up, and that's what they're looking at. So I'm home alone this weekend.
No, well, I'm sorry to hear she's got the issue. Yeah, I know some of those electronics can have an issue. We got a friend who's got Parkinson's, and he's got a couple implants that are like pacemakers, but go to his brain and stimulate certain things. And he was, and his was malfunctioning, or was, I think, or the battery was dying, and he was having a real hard time. They were saying probably not going to make it, and they said, well, we, you know, He had surgery and just to them, and now he's doing much better.
Yeah, hers went in, she's currently, I think she's 77, and hers went in at the age of 52. My brother is 78, and he's had his since he was 57. And both of them have the same manufacturer of pacemaker, you know, Ford, GM, Chrysler, whatever it is. And my brother's, he's only had one issue where they actually had to replace his. I guess they're good for like 7 years, and he had to go in and have his replaced once without it being involved with the lifespan of the unit. But they've already replaced Joe's mom's unit, and it's still, something's wrong, and I guess they're looking into the electrodes from the unit to her heart is what they're looking into right now. I haven't talked to her much. I've kind of let her be. She's only been home 2 hours the last week or so because she had some work-related stuff that she had to take care of, end-of-the-month paperwork, and then she went right back up there Wednesday, and so on and so forth. I could blab on about it, but you catch the gist of it.
So you said your brother's got a pacemaker, and then was there another family member? Is there heart issues running in the family?
Well, in my family, my brother, who's just turned 78 in February, had his put in at 57. But my brother, he had a near-fatal car crash just before his 19th birthday back in 67. And I was only 10 at the time. Now, I don't even think I was 10 yet. Yeah, I was 10 at the time. And he's been rebuilt. He's got a lot of bionic parts in him. That whole accident, I could sit down and talk to you almost about an entire breakfast with that one. And through the years and through time, he's going to probably outlast my sister and me because he's got so much mechanical stuff in him. But he's the only one that's had a pacemaker, but heart issues have been in my family. My father's side of the family are all heavy-set people, and that's like me. I have to watch my weight and stuff like that. That's why I've dropped so much weight, because I'm going to be 70 next year or so, or later on this year, actually. It's just the fact that, yeah, I got to get my act together if I want to be around for a long time. So, and on my girlfriend's history, I'm not sure what the history is of heart disease there or anything else. But 52, you get a pacemaker put in at 52, it was young, for sure.
Yeah, my dad had a heart attack at that age. Ooh, a little bit of lightning there. He always said to tell everybody it was minor. It turned out it was pretty significant, and then he had an aortic aneurysm when he was 76, went in to get it fixed, and he didn't survive the operation because of his heart.
Yeah, aorta aneurysms and pulmonary embolisms, and those things are almost instantly fatal. When I was in my 50s, I had lost three people. There was a fourth, but three people I knew closely that were around my age, give or take a year, that all died of pulmonary embolisms or aneurysms. And one of them was an athletic. He was actually at a softball game and went up to the plate and a little leery about the first two calls, and he got into a discussion with the umpire and went to take the third pitch. Ball was thrown, and before it crossed the plate, he died. Boom, hit the ground like he was hit with like a little lightning bolt. And I believe he was either 52 or 53 at the time. But, those are the ones that scare a lot of people because those, like I said, you could just go just like a light switch. You know, the old cliche is, you know, you try to shut the light off and get in bed before the room gets dark. They were dead before they even hit the ground kind of a thing. So those are the ones that scare a lot of people the most. And when I saw that happen to them, I started wondering too, and tried to make the changes now. I mean, my heart's okay, even though it was compromised with COVID. Both my heart and my lungs back in 2019. But not to drag this out. Yeah, I just, like I said, part of the reason why I've dropped so much weight is hitting that 70 mark and just being around. I still want to be around for a while, so it is what it is. But anyhow, I just wanted to say hello. I haven't talked to you in a while, and, you know, I'm still around. I'm still on the airwaves. It's just I don't choose to go to that restaurant anymore. And if the location changes and that new Crave restaurant opens up at the old Ram's Horn, which Sean and I are kind of keeping an eye on, just not being there anymore.
All right. I can understand things that, yeah. I mean, I've had a couple thing issues with them, but nothing that can't be fixed. More important to me is just the people, and, we'll go wherever they go. I didn't know the Rams weren't closed. So, I'll be really interested to see what's going to be in there. With those aneurysms, I knew somebody who was a ham back in the 70s. He was one of the, he had put up one of the first UHF repeaters in town. That was back in the days when everything was crystal control, and PLs were these little cubes, whatever they call reeds. You can only have one in a radio at a time usually. So we had that, and he was like just sitting at his desk at work one day and talking to his partner, and he just said, "Man, have I got a headache?" And the next thing you know, boom, he was gone. Yeah, it's scary.
I just left a little space there in case Sean's on the road getting his coffee or something. But yeah, anyhow, it is what it is, and I've had a lot of. Like I said, I wouldn't say there was a lot of heart issues in my family, but people that died, my dad, his two sisters were all heavy set. I mean, they were well over 300 pounds. Yes, my dad died of pancreatic cancer, but he died, the day he died, it was his heart that gave out. And because he had, going through all the stuff that he went through battling cancer, he was like half the size of what he was when he passed. And my dad actually made my mother breakfast the morning that he died. He got up, made her breakfast, got done, said he was going to lay back down for a little while, and then he got up, and my mom helped him to get dressed, and then, boom, like a light switch, gone right there in her arms. And, that was kind of rough on her, but, like I said, these stories are just kind of sad. So anyway, we'll change the subject. And we'll wrap it up with this. Just good, like I said, to hear you on the radio, and I just thought I'd drop in and say hello and let you know I'm still around. And good to, you're back, and I guess you were away for a little while there. So, and the new restaurant is called Crave, K-R-A-V-E. And there's a website. There is a restaurant up in Lapeer that matches it. And they're opening the one down here. Website is Crave, K-R-A-V-E-M-I.com, if you want to look it up. And that will be the restaurant. I just don't have an opening date on it yet. So I will let you go. W-8-R-C-Y. Gosh, I'm getting old. Good hearing from you. Have a great day.
Okay, Donald. Yeah, well, it's really raining. Keep going through patches of downpours here. It's very hit and miss. But at least it's not snow. 2 degrees lower, it might be. So, all right. Nice to hear from you. Catch you later. K-A-P-R.
Where are you at?
That's all you need to know. I'm where it's at.
Okay, where is it at?
It's where it's happening. I'm just, I'm waving at the 575 antenna. Roger, so I got time to go get my morning brew. Yeah, you do. Yeah, it is. Yeah, make sure you're, you stay dry, man. It's coming down really hard right now. So, stay dry.
Well, nothing here as I go through the intersection at 12 and DeQuinter, so just a little mist off the road. So it's got to be localized to you there.
Good morning.
As soon as I let up on the mic, it's almost coming to a stop now. Weird.
Good morning.
Double.
Victor Delta. Good morning.
Good morning. Coming to breakfast?
No. We got a thing at Eastern Market about 10:30 with some family members. So that's where we're going for breakfast, Eastern Market. Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Phil.
Not a great day for the Eastern Market.
That's what I thought, but I think I was voted not my choice. Sean, go ahead.
He's probably ordering at Starbucks. What's the place down there that everybody goes to? Was it Vivio's? Is that where you're going?
That's where I'd like to go. I love their Romo Cafe. She's right next to me. And she heard you talking. She goes, who's saying? Who's saying? So I had to throw you under the bus. Romo Cafe.
Romo? I know there's a Roma Italian place. You know, it's like the oldest restaurant in Detroit. Is that what you're talking about?
I think so. Yeah, she said yes. I didn't know they do breakfast.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question or comment. I didn't think they did either. Yeah. That place is, I haven't been there in a long time, but it's a really old school type. I wonder if it's still the same.
Man, didn't invite me.
I didn't know nothing about it. I just found out that lunch or brunch or breakfast or whatever it is until 3 o'clock. I guess we're roaming around.
Hey, later today I want to talk to you about your cake. I was piecing one together based on the information that Todd sent me, and the numbers I'm coming up with aren't, well, they may or may not be gelling with what I remember. Anyhow, later tonight or whatever, we'll get time like, to pick your brain on that.
Yeah, I saw you sent a text this morning. I apologize, I fell asleep in my chair.
Oh, he got old man. Yeah, whatever. You know, just one comment about the Roman Cafe. I thought it was funny. My daughter was a vegetarian, or veganish for quite a while, and I showed her the copy of the menu there because they had a listing of like three vegetarian entrees, and one of them was linguine with clam sauce. I thought that was funny. Go ahead,
Dwelly. Well, I'll post a few pictures on the What You Eating on the FBI Discord. So I know nothing about it. I didn't even know it existed. I just learned two things. One is at 3 o'clock, and two, so it sounds like it's an all-day event. And two, it's the oldest restaurant in Detroit. So I have all sorts of knowledge this morning. Sean, have you ever been there?
I have not. So you'll have to report back. But sounds like fun. I do like Eastern Market. I don't get there as much as I'd like to. Yeah, you know, they got that whole shedded area, you know, and stuff like that, so it's not terrible in the rain, but not fun getting around there. I like that, what's that place with all the nuts? Germack? Am I saying that right? That's a fun place.
Well, apparently Marion knows a lot more about downtown than I ever knew. She said, yeah, that's it. So, I do know about the Bloody Mary place. Vito's. Yeah, I do like that. Maybe I'll do that for lunch. And the meat market too is just fantastic. You know, all those meat markets and things like that. Sean, do you ever check those out? The meat markets and stuff and the Vito's Bloody Mary bar.
Oh yeah, that's part of the fun going down there. What's the one place with the corned beef? We always go down there, and, like, I'll have them make me up some corned beef hash off of the, you know, if you got a special request. Why am I drawing a blank on that? Anyhow, I'm here. Phil, where are you at? And tell me the name of the corned beef place. W8FU. I know what you're talking about, I just can't think of the name. I'm just coming up to the light. Got to mind my P's and Q's. I'm behind the police interceptor. Grobbles Corned Beef. GROBBELS, I think it is. Grobbles Corned Beef. WARCY.
Well, I'm not a city kid. I'm not a city kitty, and I guess I'll get educated today. So Marion is more of a city kitty than I ever was. Of course, look where I grew up, you know. So I was always taught to avoid the cities. I was going to get beat up and robbed. Go ahead, Sean, if you're there. If not, Phil, and I'll step out. Don, your radios are done. I just got to figure out a way to get them to you. Sean?
Yeah, it's not Grobbles or Grobbles or whatever that is. I'll think of it. It's right on the tip of my tongue. They say when something's on the tip of your tongue, you're not going to remember it. You got to get it off the tip of your tongue before you'll remember it, because you're going down some sort of memory hole. Anyhow, I'm here now. I'm going in, so I'm going to make this my last. I think I see Phil cruising up here. Yeah, there he is. Catch everybody later. W8FU. Yep, I'm out to KBR.
Later, guys. Don, I got to figure out a way to get you your radios.
I copy that. If I don't get them till the 12th, when I come up there for breakfast on the 12th, I'll get them then. It's no big deal. Everybody enjoy their day. Enjoy the Eastern Market. Say hello to everybody at the restaurant. And me, I'm going to go jump in the shower. W8RCY.
I'll bring a radio with me. I'll be on KC8LTS or FBI or KC8LTS or MI5. Later, guys. W8B.
connected to CMN Network.
Hello, Echo 8, Foxtrot, Lima Yankee, radio check. Radio check, Kilo, Echo 8, Foxtrot, Lima Yankee.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Time, but God, this weather sucks. I bet you weren't saying this yesterday. You know, I remember Thursday was just cold and wet and windy. It was terrible. I was cold. And then we sunny and 70, running around in a t-shirt, a tiger shirt. Now today we're back to wet and cold, and it's just like, good grief, for the millionth time. I'd be lying if I would tell you it'd be over by Tuesday, but I'm hoping for good weather starting Wednesday when I go up north so I can cut up some of the trees that are down. Yeah, it's these 30-degree swings from day to day that are crazy, you know? It's like, you just can't adjust. Yesterday felt wonderful, and then, you know, now today, normally I could run around in 40 with a hoodie, and it wouldn't even be a big deal, but I'm cold as hell today. You know, it's because yesterday it was 72, 30 degrees warmer. Crazy. All right, anyhow, I just pulled up in the drive. I'm going to get inside and figure out what the rest of the day looks like here. After yours, W8FU.
Yeah, well, you know, I just have to bear it for 7 minutes. When I used to go to work, it was always 80 degrees in that place, but not anymore. So I have to learn to adjust as well. Have a great day. 73, W8BPD.
W8BPD, W8RCY, still on the air?
Yes, sir.
Just wondering if you're planning on making the trip up to New Haven a week from tomorrow.
I am.
Awesome. Look forward to seeing you up there then, because I have plans on being up there as well. So, just checking. All right. I will let you enjoy the rest of your cold, wet, soggy day for sure, and I agree with Sean 100%. These up and down temperature ranges have been going on since kind of like the weather and the snow has kind of gone away. Been just, oh, so tired of it. All right, we'll see you next Sunday then. Take care. W8RCY.
Well, stay warm, stay dry. I don't have to go back out until church this evening, so I'm going to hide under the roof for a few hours. 73 WA BPD.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Hello, Echo 8, Foxtrot, Lima, Yankee, Radio Check.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to the network.
Hello, Echo, in Foxtrot, Lima, Yankee, Radio Chef.
You're connected to CMN Network.
CAFOY Radio Show.
CF8SQN listening.
CF8SQN, this is TE8FLY. How am I sounding?
This is a younger one. CF8FLY, this is CF8SQN. I get you to 5-9.
Copy. I just hurt myself on my AC. Hold on, let me go get some stuff here. 10 cents. I was just trying to go grab firewood, and one of the sticks just came and smacked me right in the chest. So I'm going to go get some stuff really quick. I just wanted to see how my signal sounded.
All right, well, again, yeah, I hear you loud and clear. And nice talking to you. 73, this is KF8SQN and clear. KF8SQN, listening. CF8FQN, listening. CF8FQN,
connected to CMN Network.
That was W8RCY. Accidental key up. Sorry.
Well, that's okay. It's not like you stepped on anybody.
You're connected to CMN Network.
T
KFA, ask QN, listening.
FQN, this is GDA. You got a copy?
This is KFA, FQN. Say your call sign again for me. And again, my call sign is Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot, Q-Bet, November.
Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha. I'm Tom from Virginia.
Roger, Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha. I believe we haven't talked before on messaging you.
Yeah, I've talked to you once before. Like I say, I'm kind of new at it here. March 11th, I got my license. And been hearing a lot of things you've been doing on the radio, and just wanted to say hi and touch base again with you, see how you're doing.
Yeah, actually,
your comments,
we're all repeating it. It sounds familiar. I think,
yeah, we
talked once, what you said. But I am doing good. How about you?
Doing great. Thanks for asking. Just got the day off today and getting ready to put up my antenna, but the weather seems to be holding us back a little bit. So I'm going to wait till it's a little bit more nicer weather to go out and do that, so I take my time and be able to do it the right way.
Yeah, it's smart. When my dad and I set up the antenna, we were doing it at night, and that was a little bit tricky, but we're in Detroit right now. I'm hitting a Warren repeater, and out here is good. The weather actually held off for a little bit. Actually, I don't think it's rained a little bit here, but again, we just got in Detroit.
Gotcha. Yeah, up here in Birch Run, it rained pretty good here all night last night. It's rained most of the day today. If I go out in my trailer right now, I have to go out with boots or no shoes on because I'm flooded out. So, but all is good. I'm used to it. I've lived here 20 years. Been through it quite a few times, so just another day in life here. But just want to say hi to you, you know, and give you a shout-out again. And been listening to a lot of neat stuff you've been getting yourself to on the radio here, and that's really good. It sounds interesting, a lot of the things that you start to do now.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. And you haven't posted in a while. We're on vacation. I had to go in a gas station or whatever. So I'll say 7:30 and hopefully I'll hear you again. This is KF8FQN cleared.
All right, appreciate the comeback on that. This is KF8GDA, clear and final.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
JK8LAX Mobile.
CMN Network.
MY4CMN.
KFAFQN, listening. KFAFQN, listening. KFAFQN, whoever was last transmitting, you are not coming in good at all. You're not audible, and you have a lot of static. Oh, gosh, I know that. Well, alright, I heard something about your antenna, but again, you're not audible. I don't have a clear copy on you at all. Again, 90% static, 10% you. Alright, well, 7-3, this is KF8FQN, is the rest of your day, and clear and listening.
KF8FQN from W8FU.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Okay, why did I just get a tornado warning on my telephone? WADD. What the hell we got going on? I don't know. Does anybody know? I'm down here in Warren, and it doesn't look like anything crazy, but I just heard the phone go off. There's nothing near Madison Heights where I'm at, and I don't hear any sirens going off. Here at Harper and 94, the clouds are moving kind of fast, but I don't see anything that's threatening. Well, like I said, nothing cooking here, so I don't know. I'm going to look it up on a map.
NAPZR. NAPZR.
Go ahead.
NAPZR, at 6.03 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Birmingham or near Southfield, moving east at 30 miles per hour. Then it goes on and on, talks about it. Over.
All right, I'm due east of that, and I've got sirens going off. Huh. Jesus, don't look like it. Crazy.
Stand by.
tornado warning.
W8RCY reports sirens going off in his area. Skies do not look that threatening, though.
Any VDZ?
This is Kilo, Echo 8, Juliet, Oscar. Juliet in Southwest Detroit. Our sirens were going off about 5 minutes ago, but they have stopped. Nothing here. Over.
Yes, this is N8VDZ. The sirens are going off here in Warren also, and Warren just sent out alerts to tax phones. If you're signed up for that, there is a warning apparently issued for us currently. They cover now, it says. N8VDZ. NABDZ Skywarn is starting to fire up on 147.2. Anybody wants to monitor it or check in?
Tornado warning for
NABDZ. I'm going to move over to that station. I'll be clear here.
Hey, Mike. Richard over here. 50 on that. Any UHF with like that?
Someone just tried to contact me. There was just ready to switch over, but it was a lot of static. I didn't get anything from them. Want to try again? Nothing heard, NABDZ. I'll be clear.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Good evening, KEA-TFM.
Good evening. Just off to the Jersey Mike's cooking up dinner. Survived the stormage, which didn't turn out much where I was as well. You either then. So, how you doing?
Oh, doing good. Driving over to my parents' house to go check on them. Yeah, I was with all the tornado warnings. It was a little bit underwhelming.
Yeah, I had a close eye on the radar and had the TV on and stuff. I guess there are some places that got more than we did. But yeah, with that everything, they sure let everybody know. So there's that. I guess if something did stir up from it, at least everybody would have known about it.
Yeah, it was last month. That was the first time I can remember that they didn't do the Saturday 1 p.m. test because of all the tornadoes that were rolling through, so probably being overly cautious because of that.
Are you saying they didn't do them this time, this month? Because I heard them at 1 o'clock today. Or are you saying last month they didn't do them?
No, last month they didn't do them. So they probably just a little more cautious with the criteria. So, cause, yeah, they dropped the watch pretty early. And when I was watching the Weather Channel, I said, oh, it's all out of an abundance of caution. So...
All right. Well, I flipped on Channel 2 news on television right away, and I guess there was four different tornado warnings that pretty much came up at the same time, and they had, two of them had one which they were calling a rotation, and the main one had four rotations actually spotted. They're not calling them tornadoes or funnel clouds, but they were the rotation, which could, you know, form into that. So, you know, there was definite potential there. So that's six different, you know, little areas. So I don't know. It was interesting. Kept us on our toes for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I drove down to, like, 696 in Shaner for my parents. No trees down or anything, so that's good. Yeah, so switching subjects, I had a little bit of a disappointing POTA. Yesterday, I had to go to Saginaw for a customer, so after that, I was going to stop in Bay City and I picked a random park that I had never activated before, so I was going to do POTA, and my FT710 is broke. It doesn't transmit on sideband anymore. Checked it on the meter, sure enough, no transmit. It does transmit on AM, but it's real low power, so I got to send it into the repair center to get it fixed.
Oh, wow. Well, I know on most of those rigs, the AM is like 25% of the power of sideband, but if you're not getting anything on sideband and you are getting, you know, low on AM, sounds like just the sideband went out. That's unfortunate, and hopefully, I don't know if it's a known thing or whatever. I know you take care of your stuff, so maybe just a fluke. Hopefully your repair procedure goes smooth and quick.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I got everything set up, and I tuned the antenna, so the antenna tuner was working. So I'm calling, and I forgot my adapter for all my ham sticks, so I had to use the only whip I could use was my 10-meter whip. But 10 meters was really active, so I'm like, okay, no problem. I did 10 meters. And so I tune everything. I'm calling CQ, and I'm like, I can't believe that nobody's answering me after, like, 15 minutes. And then I'm looking at the radio, and I'm like, man, that display doesn't quite look right. Almost looks like I'm not transmitting. You know, so I put the current on, and it's like the current meter, you know, where you would normally see it peak up when you transmit. It wasn't doing anything. I was like, oh, no. So... yeah, so it took me about 15 minutes to figure out it wasn't right.
Oh, geez, that's no good. The only thing, I'm not too familiar with the Yaesu's, but I know on mine it can happen where the microphone input will get switched from the one you plug into the front of the radio to expecting it through the network or USB. So, I don't know if that has that sort of thing, but that I'll lose transmit when I have that setting wrong, and that can happen for numerous reasons, but just something you might want to look into.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, maybe I'll dig into that a little bit, because the last place I used the radio, I was doing FT8 with it. Never had any problems, you know, and then I took it off my bench, put it in the case, because I knew I was going to get out and do some POTA, so, yeah, maybe I'll check that real quick, because I didn't think there was anything changed, but, yeah, you never know. It's worth looking at, because that would suck if I sent it in for a no-trouble found. I'm going to have to take a look at that when I get home.
Okay, well, that is somewhat lining up, then, because when you're doing FT8, It's expecting the mic audio to be coming through USB. So it does change that setting, and depending on how everything operates, it may not have changed it back to microphone. So on the ICOM, it's like a modulation input, and you can choose between LAN, USB, or actual microphone or network. So, you know, there's just poke around for a similar setting like that before you send it in.
Yeah, definitely. No, I'm going to check that out. Well, I'm glad we chatted. Give me one more thing to check before I get everything packaged up here. Because, yeah, I got it in the radio box, but nothing's taped up yet. So I'm going to do that because I was, because I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty careful with all my stuff. I mean, I'm always making sure the antenna's good. You know, I'm not usually transmitting into an untuned, you know, wildly bad antenna or anything like that. So, but, yeah, no. Yeah, thanks for pointing that out. I'm going to check that. Well, I'll tell you what, I just got to where I'm going at my parents' house here, so I'm going to be clear on your final. Nice chatting with you. And, yeah, hope you enjoy your holiday tomorrow. So take it easy. It was nice chatting with you, Greg. KE8-TFM.
All right, very good. Yep, I just pulled up the Jersey mics as well. Again, I'll fetch my subs and go eat. We are, me and the wife are both hungry. So hopefully that pans out. That would save you a lot of grief if that's it. I hope so. Fingers crossed. Enjoy your Easter as well. We'll talk to you soon. KE8-BSI.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.